Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings and mercy of Allah be
God,
with you. Allahu Akbar.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
in te domine speravi, non confundar in aeternum. In you, O Lord, I trust, may I never
Shema
be confounded.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Walk cheerfully over the earth, answering that of God in every one.
You're listening to Kindred Spirits.
Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. In this program, we'll explore how people in all walks of life develop spiritual values. We'll ask what inspires their quest and how they cope through the life cycle. Kindred Spirits offers a rich mixture of voices because those who are searching can be found in every race and spiritual background. They include people who've embraced sacred tradition, along with those on an intense personal journey. Their point of unity is human compassion. Hence our title for this segment, A Human Family Album. We'll examine what it is that different people hold in common. Let's start with a basic experience known to children and profound thinkers alike, our sense of awe at the infinite universe. It's a motivating force for Dick Miller.
It humbled me in the past when I was studying in college and studying science to go out on a dark, clear night and look at the sky. And I also studied a lot of astronomy. And you look into a telescope at something like one of the globular star clusters or the Andromeda Galaxy, and you look out, and then suddenly you realize that here's this thing that's millions of light years away, right? And there's millions of stars in it, and all of them, and a lot of them are bigger than the sun. And then you look out, and there's millions of these galaxies, and then you realize this is Earth, and on the Earth, you know, there's these billions of human beings, and here I am. I'm just one little insignificant dot of it. And this whole universe, just like one little dot that God created out of his vastness of creation. So if we really understand, you know, our significance as compared to our Creator, we will definitely be very, very humbled. We'll say, oh God, you know, certainly I must be the most insignificant thing in your creation. And then out of that humility comes the real gratitude, the real sense of shukr, or gratitude, which is, why is God doing all this for me when I'm such an insignificant speck? You know, why is he granting me his love, and he's providing food for me and shelter? You know, why is he teaching me all of these things? Why has he placed his own nature, his own wisdom, his purity within man? You know, what a wonder this is. What a vast wonder.
Dick Miller, who derives his perspective from the tradition of Islam, which he adopted 10 years ago. It's his source of personal meaning and comfort. But Islam and the other great faiths of Judaism, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, can become estranged from their personal context. As world religions, they sometimes symbolize division more than spiritual brotherhood. That state of affairs is deeply troubling to Jean Holliday, a minister's wife who has seen religious strife close up.
We lived in a Muslim, Christian culture, and we lived near Israel. We were in Lebanon, so we got into that Middle East, which is the center of three faiths which are doing battle with each other. So we had to kind of think a lot about what religion is. And I backed way off from institutional religion at that point because it is so disturbing to see everybody at each other's throats over questions of faith. You think, what is this all about? I think now, as I get back to the States and could put some of the pieces together, that the most profound and sincere members of each religious group are the closest together. You find authentic people wherever you go. And sometimes they don't even have a religious label, as far as I'm concerned.
What do you think distinguishes them as authentic in that sense?
Well, maybe it's because I'm undisciplined myself. Sometimes I like to see disciplined people, somebody that I could say, well, now there is a, what do we say, role model. That's a psychological term, a teacher or a guru in a modern sense. I think we're always looking for those kind of people. And they're hard to find, I would say. They're very hard to find. I think I've met a few as time goes on. One of them was a woman, I've lost track of her now. Her name was Sister Mary Christine, who was a very dignified person, but who had made a regular witness to the women in Charles Street Jail. And she came regularly every week. She did service for them, and she brought them prayer and the life of the Spirit. And she did it in a very authentic fashion. You could simply feel it. It was no joke. When she, you know, you can't fool jail people. They know you for real. Maybe that's a good test of an authentic person, you know. Because many of these religious people who walk into a jail, the snickers and the hooting and the comments afterwards, they see right through them. But Sister Mary Christine was well respected and adored, and they all waited for her and loved her. No matter how awful her movie was, they sat and watched it. And we had prayer together afterwards, and it was real prayer and singing. It's a marvelous experience. So there was a really authentic person. She carried herself with her. Mm-hmm. And then I went down to the Dominican Republic once with a group of Jesuits and nuns. And I lived with a group of Catholic sisters, and one of them was very authentic, just a wonderful woman named Sister Cecile. She's a nurse down there. So I spent a summer with her, and I haven't seen her for a long time. Now, how would I define her? She's just a rare spirit. She has a contagious quality. She's fun to be with. She does works of good mercy. She has a sense of humor about herself. She has a valid respect for God and praise to Him. She shares all of this with you. She loves children. She's just a joyful person.